The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
Okay, you Irish, you've had your day of green beer and leprechauns. Now have a way with ye. It's time to praise the Scottish and one of the things they do better than any other culture on earth. Scotland has a world-beating reputation for creating innovative, revolutionary new insults. As a matter of fact, they are so prolific at put-downs, the nation produced more than 40 entirely new insults every day during 2018. For pundits who follow insultery as professionals, this stunning output was enough to push Australia into second place with their measly drongos and nongos and dingoes and whatever. The author of the study, Simon McWilliams, says there's a global need for people to be called bawbags, and from the insult factories of Glasgow to the Highland villages, Scotland is ready to accommodate you. Between Brexit and Trump, you don't have to be a football hooligan to wax lyrical whilst hurtling zingers at idiots. But to hear a great insult spewed in the burr of the Scottish tongue is truly something special. Here's our friend, the lovely Scottish lass Erin, with some choice examples.
So, Scottish insults, right? I'm going to start with a bunch of phrases that you might possibly hear in Scotland, but some might be a bit older and some might be a bit newer, so yeah. So the first one I've got is, so I wouldn't ride her into battle. It translates to, I wouldn't ride her into battle. Erst like a bag of washing, arse like a bag of washing. Lovely. A wan bail your heed, away and boil your head. Face like a scalped arse, face like a scalped arse, or face like a slapped arse, basically. Your ma's get boss and your dad loves it. Your mum's get balls and your dad loves it. Shut your geggy. It's another way of saying shut your mouth. Shut up. Shut your geggy. So now I'm going to go into words that you might hear in Scotland. We've got bampot, which means idiot. You're a bampot. Bassa means bastard. A bawhead is a bald-headed person, or it's just a general insult, like shut it, ya bawhead. Like, we have a lot of ball words, as you'll probably see. Ball bag. Ball bag. You're a ball bag, you're a pure ball bag. Ball face, so it would mean like a fat face, but it's generally just a random insult. Ball jaws, which is also another term for fat face, but fanny boys. again, just another insult. Shut it, fanny boys. If you say someone's bogging, then you would say that they're dirty or smelly. If you say someone's boofing, that is another word for smelly as well. Like, she's pure boofing, which means she is so smelly.
So if I've got this right, it's mostly about balls and bad smells. Thanks, Erin. So while we here in the Western world sharpen our words on Facebook and make the decision to call someone a fascist or a snowflake, let's hear it for the Scots who, when it comes to the insult, take the words of Loch Lomond to heart. You take the high road and I'll take the low road. My name's Gal Cote. Mali and Afropop innovator Fatoumata Diawara is touring the west coast of North America with her first new album in 8 years, Fenfo, Something to Say. Listen for her interview coming to World Beat Canada. Meantime, this is our debut of Enturini. Tara yoro jana ale mason sigima Nderini nderini ngabe disa ne jarabi ma pega nyalo nyala Nderini nderini ngabe disa ne kanu I want to know.
so mad at the nana boliza. Deliver on my way, so bad the nana boliza.
Hip-hop and pop from a brand new album called Pearls and Conches. The group is a trio of Latinas called Femina, and that was Arriba. Before that, Fatoumata Diawara from a spectacular new album called Fenfo, and that was Interini, giving voice to all the children of the world. This one's for the East Van girls. Girls from East Vancouver have a reputation of being just a little tougher. From Delhi to Dublin, it's East Van on World Beat Canada.
Say what you say. Say what you say. there's no love and it's a fire, baby. People so bold, planes running high on them. Maybe east side love, trips a mile. Got my pill, but I still want you, know. To eat, to love, sit and watch girls get the dirty on. I bust the east van to Harley, I see. I bust the east van there.
Backstage Lounge for his Fiesta Africana series, Saturday, March the 23rd, dance floor classics from Africa and the diaspora, along with guest percussionist Yoro Nkuzi from Benin. Across the Salish Sea, March 30th at Herman's Jazz Club in Victoria, Vancouver-based group Dalava is an homage to traditional Moravian Czech folk songs. The ensemble brilliantly reanimates the songs in an extremely stirring avant-garde post-rock musical language. It's presented by Caravan World Rhythms. Here's a rare opportunity to get funky with a soulful mix of jazz, gospel, funk, and R&B interpreted through the timeless melodies of the Gullah culture of the eastern seaboard of the United States. Saturday, March 30th at the Blue Shore Center for the Performing Arts at Capilano University. It's Ranky Tanky. One of the greatest songwriters of all time, as far as I'm concerned, Bob Mould returns to the Rickshaw Theater with his band on Sunday, April the 7th. And MRG Concerts presents Steel Pulse with special guests April 7th at the Vogue. Steel Pulse became one of reggae's most successful bands in the late 70s and the early 80s. Brand new for 2019, Rocky Dewuni has an album out called Beats of Zion, and he joins us for a very special chat just a little later in the program, plus another debut from the album. Caracol is on deck with Symbolism. This is World Beat Canada. My name's Cal Coat.
Hello, everybody. This is Caracol. You're enjoying a ride on the global side with World Beat Canada. We'll be right back.
again, the past and the future intersect on Soundway Recordings. These guys put out some neat stuff. That's a 1980s Ghanaian disco hit by John Kay, remixed for the 21st century, Asafo. And as I mentioned, we have Ghanaian artist Rocky Dewuni standing by. Caracol before that, Carol Fakal, and Symbolism. Time for your touch of the familiar, and this is becoming a regular deal, which kind of bums me out. But we lost another great this past week, and that is the king of surf guitar, Dick Dale, who passed away at the age of 81. He had a long life, but he worked really hard at it. I saw him on stage change a string without missing a note. An amazing performer, and like I say, the guy who really invented the sound, surf guitar. As an homage to him, we present your Touch of the Familiar by Toronto's The Surfrajets, four surf girls in go-go boots doing Britney Spears' Toxic. It's your Touch of the Familiar from World Beat Canada. We'll be right back. bringing the congas to the front of the mix. And why not when you're Hector Coco Barrez, the conga player from Calle Treza and Biorritmo from Puerto Rico, El Comienzo by Hector Coco Barrez. And before that, the surfalicious sounds of the Surfrajets in a tribute to the late Dick Dale. And Toxic, a tribute to Britney Spears as well, I suppose. Grammy Award-nominated Rocky Dewuni is on the line with us from Ghana. That's next on this episode of World Beat Canada. I hope you're enjoying this ride on the global side. I'm Cal Cote. Ghanaian reggae influencer, activist, and humanitarian ambassador Rocky Dewuni can add another accomplishment to the list. The newly released follow-up to Branches of the Same Tree, Beats of Zion, released internationally through 6 Degrees Distribution, in Rocky's words, is the rhythm of change beating from a distance and getting louder to awaken positive consciousness. We've reached him by phone in Ghana. How are you, Rocky?
I am doing wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. What's your mission in Africa this time?
Well, I'm home, first of all, to launch the record here.
Mm-hmm.
And then also to start doing certain shows here and also to tour the album.
The album highlights guests from around the world, rhythms from around the world. How does the concept of globalism play into the themes of your music in Beats of Zion?
Well, first of all, the idea after Branches of the Same Tree was nominated for a Grammy was that I wanted to really do an album that, first of all, is a deeper reflection of my Ghanaian roots.
Uh-huh.
At the same time, too, trying to show the global reach of the sounds of Ghana. So I wanted to, first of all, feature some of the cutting-edge artists that were emerging out of Ghana, and at the same time to, showcase some traditional Ghanaian sounds to really play them in a way that they represent kind of an international palette and an international sound, you know. So Beats of Zion, first of all, was recorded. I started the recording in the United States, and then we needed like a deeper drum sound for it.
Mm-hmm.
And so my idea was that, first of all, I was thinking that it was going to be sounds that were going to be from Ghana. But I was in Zanzibar for a concert, and I saw Orchestra Batimbo from Burundi get on stage. And literally, their drums just drove everybody crazy during that night. So I was like, that is the sound that I needed. So I contacted them, and then they decided that they wanted to track in Burundi. So we had the track, the files and, you know, everything sent over there, and then they did the tracking over there. And then I came to Ghana to finish Chenchen Biendibewu. We started tracking it actually in Los Angeles, and I came to Ghana to finish it up, and then have the features from Sarkodie, and then also Stoneboy also featuring on Wickedest Sound. And so literally what happened was that their album itself took me on a trip, you know, because in its making too, I had to really go into so many different spaces and interact with so many different experiences, and all those experiences were brought into it. And originally that was really the concept that I was trying to really create, and in making it happen too, it took me all around.
The album itself actually became your travel itinerary.
Exactly. Yeah. The energy of the album really directed me, and that's when I knew that, you know, it was really going to be something special, because I had an idea of what I wanted, but at the same time too, there was also stuff that happened when I was in a new place, and I really got, you know, saw, you know, certain sound, certain musician, heard something, and I was like, okay, I needed this, this was good for this song. And then so this happened over a course of a year and a half before, you know, everything was wrapped up.
Now, back in America, you were gifted time to record at LA's legendary Village Studios. How did that opportunity arise?
I had done some work for a few friends, and and this was like work, you know, just like charity work for a few friends. And then they were thinking of, you know, something, you know, a present to give me. And I was like, you know, don't worry, I don't really need anything. And one day one of them was like, oh, do you know Jerry Greenberg? You know, I was like, yes, Jerry Greenberg of, you know, Village Studios, and like, yeah, you know, he's a friend of mine, and we were talking, and Jerry was like, oh, why don't you guys, you know, have Rocky come in here and, you know, and record here, you know, we can have a day for him here to record. So one day he approached me and told me about that. I was elated because it's always been a studio that I've totally admired, but I knew that,
sure,
you know, great legends, you know, have recorded there.
Yeah.
So I organized, put together some of the best musicians that I knew in Los Angeles, and we went there one day, and that was where we actually started tracking the initial tracks for the album. We did Chen Chen Bie Di Mewu there, and we did Wickedest Son, and we did Beats of Zion, the beginnings of the album. So that session started defining the making of the album, and also ignited like the whole process, you know. So it was a really pivotal session for me, and I'm really glad that I got the opportunity of recording certain Ghanaian tracks like Chen Chen Bie Di Mewu there to showcase how If High Life Music had the best studios, how it will sound. And I think that right now, you know, when since the album was released here in Ghana, everybody's really marveling at, you know, the sound, you know.
Yeah.
And so I keep telling them the story of how that happened. Everybody loves that story.
It sounds amazing. World Beat Canada is on the air with Rocky Diwuni. He has a brand new album that's just released. It's called Beats of Zion. Explore the artist and his music at his extensive website, rockydiwuni.com. Technology can be shared for the greater good. You teamed up with the Cadbury Bicycle Factory to help kids make short work out of getting to school in Ghana with two-wheel power. The video offers a 360-degree look around, which is absolutely fascinating to me. Can you tell us about that?
A few years ago, about 10 years ago, Cadbury was, you know, started this, they were working on this bicycle project. So I was invited, first of all, to, they had heard my, you know, one of my albums, and they wanted to film a documentary in Ghana, you know, based on this whole bicycle initiative, and they asked me to provide the soundtrack for it. So when they came to Ghana, they ended up, my senior brother, who was a traditional chief of the northern part of Ghana, ended up being the main subject of the bicycle initiative, you know. So I got to travel with them and see how the, you know, everything was going, you know, the amazing intervention that these, you know, two-wheel machines were really transforming cocoa farms, you know, the children of cocoa farmers and girls who were getting to school on time, and also, you know, providing mobility and creating a microeconomy in all these little villages, you know. So that was called Wheels of Change. So 10 years later, when I was, you know, they approached me again and told me that they were celebrating their 10-year anniversary and were going back to Ghana, and wanted me to write a song, you know, that they could use to, you know, they wanted to go and really measure and bring, you know, let people see how much, you know, these interventions had played an impact on the development of these villages. So we came to Ghana and, you know, filmed the video with all these kids, went to the villages and interviewed these kids. And, you know, firsthand, I really saw an idea that had been incubated and deployed and how much it's impacted people. And the video really set out to really, you know, tell that story in a visual way. And that 360 video was just really, you know, a beautiful and marvelous piece, you know.
I think
and
so.
Let's Go, you know, the Let's Go, you know, lyrically too, was really asserting to how, you know, this mobility can really help people to be able to realize and manifest their own dreams if they have that intervention that helps them to make this happen.
The year started for you with a spiritual eye-opener, traveling to Ethiopia, witnessing ancient Christian rites, and to India to see the diverse spirituality there. You've described your album as a musical call to arms for my audience to be proactive in this day and age, as to each person's responsibility to be an active instrument for positive change. Where do we start, do you think, Rocky?
I think it starts with every individual and, you know, really recognizing that, you know, every power that is required for us to create, you know, transformation today lies within us, you know. And first of all, the recognition of that power, and also the recognition of that if we proactively use that power, we can be able to transform things in an immense way beyond our wildest imaginations, you know, because we're faced with so many immense challenges, you know, from climate initiatives, environmental initiatives, at a time too when I feel that people are very much distracted, you know, because of the power of social media and, you know, everybody just being really obsessed with that.
Yes.
So I felt that this album was, you know, trying to reignite people's passion and people's focus that we all need to wake up right now and be aware of what is going on and also make the right decisions to be able to solve the problems of our time, because we can't outsource it to anybody else apart from, you know, our generation. If we're going to really make any headway, it's got to come from us, and it is time for us to wake up to that responsibility and opportunity.
You know, it's funny that you say that, because just today, an hour ago, my wife said she was going to go down to the store, so about a half hour later I went upstairs and she was still sitting there, and she said, sorry, I got sucked into the Facebook vortex.
And it's not only your wife, it's just all around the world.
Yeah.
And you know, we look around and it's like, well, climate change, we only have 12-year window to reverse the irreversible effects of climate change, you know.
Scary.
And nobody, it seems, you know, that nobody's really getting it, you know. People like myself who have a platform need to redouble our efforts to try and drive that awareness to people. And so the concept of Beats of Zion is really to create, you know, that drum beat, that, you know, raise that beacon, you know, beat that gong, beat that drum, you know, that people, let's all gather around and let's, you know, take control of this situation and let's solve it together. But it begins right now, and we need to understand the urgency of a lot of these situations and act accordingly.
Well, Rocky, I want to thank you for feeling that responsibility, and thank you especially for your artistry. Kian Ken Bi Adi Mau is a remake of a High Life classic and a terrific example of the global reach of Beats of Zion. You brought in guests from the U.S., Belize, Cuba, Ghana, and Brazil. Can you set this song up for us?
Chen Chen Bia Di Mewu, it really represents my roots, you know. High life music is really the foundation of Ghanaian music. And, you know, I felt that this song also, originally, Alhaji Kefrimpong, you know, who recorded this song, had a vision of fusing high life music with Cuban music, you know. So in my recording too, I try to pay homage to that global vision that he had by using real, you know, musicians from the diaspora and from all around the world to come and really remake this classic, and one way or the other, pay, you know, respects to his vision. So this song, for me, you know, encapsulates the vision of Beats of Zion and the globalization of the Ghanaian sound.
Adolfo Maramillo.
bidim pa bweti amyo no nim shoy ni keshe bia kwani myo akwe bidim pa bweti amyo no nim shoy ni keshe bia kwani myo cheche die ni me wo cheche die ni me wo ajay cheche die ni me wo
Capetia could be but a bonnet. Will be this year, the pain will be bedroom. Between a way, if you have a do, will be mass. Will be Tiam and also said that she be a bombing. I cut any baby net to Tima come out in such a room or come here and I'm a fan. Now my dream is to be sent to me down. The beer if you mean to be grand and be the hair. Will be said the doffo. I do as a chibia. Forget it, be here. The hair was a seer. Change me, the moon was a sinner. You need me. Same shame the doffo will fear the Maya was here. Oh, here's the tea and never better than the aqua. The two men for the man for the city will be a boy. And come and name it off with the two. Now make a baby baby fear name and then I'm a teacher. So I'm from a bonnet. Me near. Mini
warrow. I'm coming to our own, me don't way. Me the midoma, me dofu. Young and I get your domu. Now me see me rico, baby, maba. And I'm saying me nisi kenti. Obia veji, me dofu, e di mi sem. Oh, odo beni, odo beni, odo beni. Na ye huanu yo, adofu e.
You know, listening to that track, his friends and family back in Ghana must have flipped when they heard what Rocky Dewuni has done with their high life music. Never sounded better. What an amazing interview, a great performer. We also had great phone line, too. Apparently, they have some excellent cell phone service in Africa. More of the best music from around the world, as much as we can squeeze into with the time remaining. This is World Beat Canada. It's great to have you along. I'm Cal Coote. Contemporary global music can sound awfully familiar. That reminds me of the old Brill Building style pop. It comes from Brighton's The Go Team, their new album Semi-Circle, which combines garage rock with blaxploitation, Bollywood soundtracks, double Dutch chants, old school hip hop, and distorted guitars. That was Mayday. My thanks to Rocky Dewuni. My thanks especially to our subscribing stations who are helping get the word out about World Beat Canada. Start at our homepage, worldbeatcanada.com. Let me know if you want to receive our weekly e-blast. It looks good on the phone and it's handy too. We'll go out on new music by Ritesh Das, who heads up the Toronto Tabla Ensemble. The new album is called Vumika, and we're going to hear Regenesis. But our last word goes to Hans Hoffman, who says creation is dominated by three absolutely different factors. First, nature, which works upon us by its laws. Second, the artist, who creates a spiritual contact with nature and his materials. Third, the medium of expression through which the artist translates his inner world.
Communications.